Good evening. I'm Rick Cottom. Welcome to Your Maryland. As the 20th century dawned, nothing so captured the human imagination as the idea of conquering the mysteries of flight. In the United States and Europe, daring young men launched themselves skyward in flimsy machines of wood and cloth that were held together with nothing more than a little wire and faith. Among the first was Hubert Latham, a young Frenchman who was equal parts Indiana Jones and Inspector Clouseau, and who, for a few glorious years, held the world spellbound. Born in 1883 to wealthy parents, and having grown up in a chateau outside Paris, Latham was tall and slender and spoke perfect English. After briefly attending Oxford, he fulfilled his military service in Paris, then set out to satisfy his need for adrenaline. With a cousin, he crossed the English Channel, in a balloon, at night. In 1905, he raced a motor yacht in the Monaco Regatta, led an expedition to explore what's now Ethiopia the following year, and in 1908 departed for the Far East. On his return, he went to Le Mans to watch Wilbur Wright demonstrate his airplane for the French military, and immediately began looking around for someone who would teach him to fly. As it happened, a distant cousin owned the Antoinette Company, which had made the engines for the motor yachts he raced, and now was getting into the aircraft business. In no time, he became Antoinette's best pilot. What to do next? Well, the London Daily Mail had offered £1,000 to the first pilot to fly across the English Channel, but crossing the Channel was no easy thing to do. Aircraft engines had to be light and often lost power after half an hour or so. Still, how could a man like Latham refuse? On July 19, 1909, he took off from Cap Blanais, and thereby became the first man to attempt to cross the Channel. 8 miles later, when his engine failed, he became the first man to land on water. As his Antoinette bobbed in the waves, he sat in the cockpit, calmly lit a cigarette, and waited to be rescued. Before he could procure a new plane and attempt a second flight, rival Louis Blériot beat him to Dover in the £1,000. But Latham wasn't finished.